Right now, let's switch to the municipal bond market, and our focus on munis is brought to you by Build America Mutual. BAM Green Star Bonds finance projects that protect and restore the environment with more renewable energy and efficient transportation in buildings. Visit buildamerica.com/greenstarbam, Building America. Joining us is Amanda Albright, municipal bond reporter for Bloomberg News. She joins us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker studio. So, Amanda, there's no shortage of topics to talk about for the municipal bond market, but what's going on with one of our favorite cities, Chicago?
Yeah, so it's a big day for Chicago and new mayor, Lori Lightfoot. So the city is having its annual investor day. So a lot of muni bond portfolio managers and analysts are descending upon Chicago as we speak for a full day of speeches from the CFO. The mayor is going to speak. They also get a chance to hear from the airport there. Muni bond investors love airports, so I'm sure they're excited about that. And so basically, you know, the big question on investors' minds is, you know, how the city will close an $838 million budget gap, which is the largest in the city's history. It's kind of unclear if, you know, they're going to get a lot of detail on that, but I think, you know, the mayor has kind of said that she's looking to find savings. You know, she said she wants to find $100 million in savings in the first 100 days of her administration, but obviously $838 million is a lot more than that.
So how much, I guess, power do some of the bondholders have at a time when there is so much money going into municipal debt markets? It's not like Chicago is being penalized for some of their fiscally wayward ways.
I think that is an awesome point. And I think that the city of Chicago probably knows that. They know that if they come to market with a refinancing, that they are going to get great rates because people really like, you know, lower rated debt right now. And so that's something that they can use to their advantage by refinancing their bonds and, you know, trying to cut debt service costs. But I don't think that they're going to find themselves blocked out of the muni market anytime soon. In fact, you know, the spread on the bonds has gotten lower and lower. And, you know, investors do seem pretty optimistic about the city.
Well, how is the city overall, the fiscal shape of the city? I know it's been volatile over the years, and I know the state has had some issues, but how's the actual city of Chicago doing?
So it's funny because, you know, we write about Chicago a lot, but if you go there, it's beautiful. It's booming. You know, they are constantly announcing new companies coming there. That's going to be something that's on the agenda today. You know, they're going to hear a little bit about economic development in Chicago. And I think that that kind of speaks to a bigger muni issue is that, you know, a lot of the local governments that investors really care about, they're actually, you know, things have been improving. The growing economy has, you know, lifted all boats. And so, but I do think that this $838 million budget gap, you know, it's nothing to sneeze at. And I think, you know, Chicago could kind of be at a turning point with it.
Yeah. Also the fact that they fail to have a budget frequently and therefore are inject a certain degree of uncertainty. A whole bunch of stuff plaguing Chicago, also plaguing a state is in Michigan, General Motors, what's going on with the strike from the UAW and other concerns. What's sort of the picture and the development over there?
Yeah, really interesting just kind of how, you know, these political things can trickle down in munis in different ways. So Moody's pointed out this week that the strike could actually cost tax revenue for local governments in Michigan, and that's because of income taxes and then also even sales taxes. If people are on strike, you know, they might not be going out to dinner, stuff like that. But the reverse of that, which I think is really important, is that, you know, if the strike is effective from the workers' point of view, then local governments could also stand to benefit. You know, if there's higher salaries, they can get more from income tax revenue. So the reverse is also true. But we do point out in the story that the bonds, you know, have actually done better than the broader market. Michigan bonds have done better than the broader market so far this year. But I do think that strikes and just kind of the impacts of them, you know, we've written about them in school districts as well. That's something that is really, really interesting from the muni perspective because it can just go so many different ways depending on what the credit is.
How dependent upon the auto industry now is Michigan, for example? I'm guessing less so than in years past?
It's still pretty dependent, and it's okay. More dependent than other states in the U.S., and so I think that's kind of why, you know, that's something that investors will be watching for.
Is there anything that we should know about in terms of returns, whether things are sort of petering out here or whether it continues to gain momentum, as we saw earlier in the year, that you want to make?
Yeah, so we've seen a little bit of a sell-off and a little bit of a recovery the past few days. I think one thing that, you know, muni investors don't like to see a sell-off, but the optimistic point of view is that munis are a lot cheaper versus treasuries. There's this gauge, the muni treasury ratio, which measures muni yields versus treasury yields. And so munis have actually gotten much cheaper. And so even though, you know, we're seeing inflows slow down a little bit, you know, this could actually be a buying opportunity for some of the funds that have been complaining about how expensive munis have gotten this year.
They can put their money where their mouth is. Amanda Albright, municipal bond reporter for Bloomberg News, thank you so much for being here, covering all things munis, in particular Chicago, and how they say that they are going to make everything better, and yet they have no incentive to do so because money is getting thrown at them, as well as Michigan. I'm Lisa Abramowitz, alongside my co-host and colleague Paul Sweeney. This is Bloomberg Markets.